Welcome to Political Point of View on Coast Access Radio 104.7. This is our last conversation that we're having here at Coast Access Radio for the year with the Mayor of Kapiti, Mayor Janet Holborough. Hello, Janet.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
We've just been eating lots of sugar, so who knows what's going to happen in this conversation.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cake.
Yeah, chocolate, yum. How have you been?
Really good.
Yeah.
It's been a fantastic summer so far and looking forward to more fun as we enter these warmer months.
Yeah, I thought we'd talk to you about the little bit of the lighter side of life, if you like, with regards to Kapiti and the beautiful things on offer, because, I mean, there's already been a lot happen on the coast. It's been a beautiful year so far. It seems to be a lot has happened. Galleries, yeah. Halls, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, thinking back over the last month, the opening of Toi Mahara, just so fantastic, and then the art trail, and last weekend, the Kapiti Food Fair. What an incredible success was.
Okay, tell us about that. We'll kick off with that.
Biggest problem seems to be the popularity of it, actually.
Okay.
With people having to park a little way away and walk, which is quite normal for festivals, but with that particular venue, potentially people not used to that. But what a great event. Just more stall holders. I think 220.
That's a lot of food.
This time, yeah, I just went around tasting the little tasting things and actually didn't need lunch after that. just things like the amazing selection of different olive oils.
Yeah,
That we produce here in Kapiti and just up the road in Hora Whenua. And stallholders from across the country, but I love our local food.
Yeah.
It just tastes better, in my view. And it's just really fantastic because a lot of those businesses, our council staff have got to know them really well now. And together with the food and beverage sector, council have helped develop a 5-year game plan about how to build and develop and strengthen our food and beverage sector.
Okay.
Which is just fantastic. And we've just provided a little bit of assistance for the new Bond Street Collective, Bond Store Collective, which is some local businesses coming together in a hub, and just fantastic innovations and quality. And we're also known for the sustainability of our food production here. So it's just, we're really becoming known as an artisan food destination, which also helps with our visitor numbers, which in turn help our hospitality industry and all sorts of other businesses across the district. So really fantastic work that goes on with those food businesses. And the food fair just such a wonderful opportunity to bring it all together in one spot for people to come and just enjoy. Absolutely fantastic. So some of my favourites, Kapiti olive oil and all the other olive oils. I won't mention them all. But also there's a business called Glam Foods. They used to be called Glam Jams.
Okay.
And there was a lot of relish and a lot of jam, and they're all fantastic. But the raspberry jam they made, I had one taste of it, and I was back in my grandmother's garden in Dunedin. Eating raspberries off the bush.
Just what a beautiful memory.
I was straight there. Just, you know how a taste can do that?
Yes.
And it was just this really powerful moment, and that kind of quality of your ingredients and the care to make something absolutely special and perfect in a jar. They've got a big future, I'm sure.
Are you feeling that some things that were old and new again, if you know what I mean? Like, it seems like the last few decades it's all been about, I don't know, overproduced and imported, etc. And I think now I kind of get the feeling like we want more local and we want that proper taste of things, and we get excited about that sort of thing, which is fantastic for our community. I'm feeling like there's a lot more of it out there. Could just be because where I am in radio, people come to talk to me about it. But I feel people really appreciate it more. Is that why you think there was a lot of people there at the food fair as well?
I think so. Yeah, people love buying local produce, and it's good for the environment, and it's good for your health, and it's good for local business, and it's good for your well-being, and it's good for your local economy. There's just so much that's good about buying local. So let's do that this Christmas time. Let's eat local.
Let's eat local. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
plenty on offer.
I love local. Great idea for a Christmas present. I actually sent one to my brother who lives in Mount Victoria for his birthday last year.
Yeah.
And I sent him a box and he just thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, Son sauce. Oh, that's the best satay sauce in the whole world.
In the whole world.
And it really, I don't think she grows her peanuts locally, but some of the food that she makes, she actually has a little garden outside her house in Paraparuma Beach. I visited her there.
Yeah.
Picked up some ingredients to cook into a curry for my birthday party a few years ago. I got to know her when she was first started selling some curries just once a week in Paikakariki.
Yeah.
And since then her business has just grown and grown.
Wow.
But she started by making sauces using ingredients that she grew in her garden. And I'm not sure if she still does that. But and it's a commercial kitchen in her house.
Wow. It
takes up quite a lot of her house.
I bet.
And that's an example of the kind of business that starts from people's homes, really, and then grows from there. Apostle Sauces, they're just down the road from me.
Okay.
My dog is quite nasty to their dog, but they seem to forgive me.
Hashtag
awkward. But they're just moving into this new collective. So their business is really growing and expanding, and their product line is expanding. And their chili sauces are the best in the world.
Best in the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Apart from the other chili sauces that were at Food Fair, they were good too.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, but just an incredible kind of, and just wonderful people doing this stuff.
How nice.
Yeah.
What a great story. I love it.
Yeah, and I think this thing about eating local food too, I mean, it's reflected in people growing their own food. Mm. That's become much more fashionable than it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And people love swapping their food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. The kids were there too, weren't they? We had the kids in the Ōtaki Kids Market. Kids came in to talk about, they were going to be at the stalls as well. They were going to be at the...
Yeah, so there was one lot of kids in the morning, one lot of kids in the afternoon, so that they didn't have to stay the whole time.
Yeah,
A lot of those kids I've met before too, when I visited the Ōtaki Kids Market and gave out a prize for the best stall. And honestly, their products and their entrepreneurship and confidence.
Yeah.
It's just extraordinary.
Oh, no, it's pretty
cool. Just such a high level of professionalism and such a wonderful innovation to bring them into the food fair.
Yeah.
And attracted quite a lot of media interest, not just from this radio station, but other media outlets as well.
Yes, so, and the TV and everything.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I know I'm using the word fantastic a lot today.
Well, it's one of those days.
Yeah.
And it's Christmas.
But the food fair, fantastic.
Yeah, so if you missed out, you need to have it back on your diary next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Make sure you go.
Night gig went really well too.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I couldn't be there myself, but apparently it was just...
I heard it was stunning.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
What else have you got on your list there? We've got a fair amount of happy stuff to go through today.
Yeah, I thought a little bit of an update on Toi Mahara,
which
we've already mentioned. Mm-hmm. So they've had huge numbers of visitors through since opening and some fantastic events. Fantastic, there I go again, happening there as well. There was a BA5 there, Business After Five.
Okay, interesting. Tell us about that.
I wasn't actually there. I was on leave that week.
Okay.
But, Councillor Nigel Wilson attends those BA5s and said it was a really wonderful venue to hold that kind of thing. So that
beautiful.
I'm really pleased about that, because when I was on the trust board, that was one of the things I was thinking when I saw the designs coming through. This is actually not just a gallery. This is another venue for our district for hosting and holding events. So really happy to hear that that went really well, and I hope to make it to one in the future.
Yeah, gorgeous.
They had a weavers demonstration. They've had a heritage floor talk puppet show with a bilingual puppet show.
Cool.
So lots going on, and those wonderful exhibitions installed there too. So
actually, just reminding me, when, because I know there's been a lot of visitors to the gallery, but also we've got a lot more small people turn up in this little park that has been built. It's so popular and so adorable. There just seems to be a real buzz around it. But there's where have all these little tiny people come from? There's heaps of them. There are mountains of them all climbing all over it, having the best time. It's just delightful.
Absolutely wonderful to hear that.
Yeah, it's well done.
Yeah, so it's one of our accessible playgrounds, another accessible playground, Lorna Irene Drive in Raumati South. They launched some interactive educational storyboards on the weekend, so pop down there and check those out. I haven't seen them myself, so I can't give too much detail, but they look absolutely outstanding.
Fantastic. All right, what else is going on or coming up?
So we've got quite a lot coming up in the summer. We have a pool party happening on the 17th of December from 1 to 4. And why can I pool? Music, games, inflatables, and, of course, Santa.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got our summer reading program happening again.
Oh, fantastic.
The play trailer rolling out over the district. And there's also a really lovely, just a suggestion sheet of things you can do with your kids in Kapiti over summer.
Now, this is a good idea because folks, sometimes you get a bit stuck for things to do. And sometimes the suggestions are fairly, like, why didn't I think of that before? You know, it's pretty easy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But kind of fun and nice and free.
Yeah, because we've got such a great outdoor environment. But sometimes you think, oh, I've already been to the beach with our towels and had a swim three times this week. So there's some lovely little suggestions here. I've just got it in front of me. So look for freshwater critters under rocks in the river. Count shells at the beach, but don't take more than you can carry. Ride your bike along one of the cycle trails or ride your bike really fast on a pump track. Be safe, though.
Be safe. With the helmet
not
on.
Not faster than you're capable of.
Yeah.
Go to a playground you'd never been to.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Not just the one you usually go to.
Love it.
I think that's a great suggestion. It the is. Lorna Irene Playground, particularly for our smaller children, absolutely wonderful.
Okay.
You could spend a whole day there. Climb to the top of the Witch's Hat in McLean Park while we're talking playgrounds. Take a book out from the library or join the summer reading program. Walk through the forest at the Barry Hadfield Neco Reserve.
Oh, nice.
Dig for treasure at the beach. I have found treasures at the beach
have
before.
You?
Yeah.
What have you found? Can you remember?
I found an old pipe that looked like it had been like a captain's pipe.
No. That's
on the beach.
Cool.
Yeah.
I found
pretty special.
That's very special. I found like a toy horse that looked like it had been on a little merry-go-round or something. This little horse.
Wow.
It was the weirdest thing that I found there. If it's yours, by the way, I've got it. No. And weirdly, I moved into a property and a horse, like this little horse, turned up. Like the horse I found on the beach. And all of a sudden it matches.
Oh,
so I've got a little decoration.
Got a friend.
Yeah.
That's just lovely.
Like a real horse. Sorry. Carry on with your list of suggestions. But that's a great one. I'm going to go dig on the beach.
I don't have to go through all of them.
No.
There's fly a kite. Kite's a good idea for
That's a great idea.
For a Christmas present, actually. Yeah. Shoot a basketball, one of the many playgrounds that have hoops.
Okay.
One down at Paraparuma is really good. Yeah, so heaps of idea. Find the pirate ship at Tasman Road Reserve, Ōtaki, and set sail.
What? I don't know about this.
I guess you'd have to set sail in your imagination.
Perhaps.
That's what it's suggesting.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is all on your website somewhere.
Yeah, so it's called Summer Done Right. But the other message is to stay safe.
Yeah.
With all of this, you know, take care out there. You know, make sure that swim between the flags when you're in Paikakariki when there's a surf up, things like that.
Yeah. Sunscreen, bike helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hats.
Some nice water.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've also got some amazing events happening over the summer.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's potentially the most exciting one is the Ōtaki Kite Festival.
Oh.
I don't have the date of that in front of me.
No,
but
that'd
I'm
be
sure
amazing.
People will be able to find it.
While you're
it's
talking,
just
I'll
amazing.
See if I can look.
If you haven't been to the Ōtaki Kite Festival before, it is an absolute must.
Wow.
Yeah. Just seeing all those big kites in the sky, just you almost can't believe what you're looking at. It's just incredible.
It must be so colourful
and always
and
great
gorgeous.
Entertainment and... Yeah, it's a really fantastic day out. So, yeah, there's that. And, of course, later on in the summer, Māori Land shaping up really well.
Yeah.
They've apparently got a host of Canadian filmmakers coming this time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so really looking forward to that.
Actually, listen out for that, listeners, because we have – they will be coming in, I think, either this week or next week to talk about all their stuff coming up. So I'm so pleased you mentioned it so people can – will get a real deep dive into what they've got going on there. They're really busy, aren't they?
I mean, if you haven't been to the Maoriland Film Festival before – even just going to one film or a couple of films, or sometimes they have, and they usually, I think they always have a collection of short films which they show back to back. So you can see maybe 8, 10 films in a row.
Yeah.
You know, but just short ones.
Yeah.
And they come from all over the world. And it just gives you, just your mind gets popped open in all sorts of different ways.
That's really cool.
Just amazing. And then often they'll have the filmmakers, they've come from overseas, and they'll talk to you about the background of the film, how they made it, what it means to them, some of the history behind, because usually, you know, there's some kind of historic element to it as well.
Yeah.
Some of them really modern, you know, just, and such a variety. You know, it's really an extraordinary thing.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary cope-up of the Maoriland Film Festival.
17th and 18th of February is the Otaki Kite Festival.
Thank you. I'll lock that into my mental calendar.
Yeah, everyone put that in your calendar too.
And coming up, if you're looking for something more sooner, then Pai Kakariki Christmas Fete is happening this Saturday from 10 until 1, and a great place to get your Christmas presents.
So that will be Saturday the 10th, is it? Sorry, Saturday the 9th. Or is it Saturday the 16th?
Saturday the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Saturday the 9th. If you've missed it, if you're listening to this a bit later, oh well, never mind. Buy something else local.
Well, the Pai Kakariki Market happens, if you want to check it out, next year. It happens on the first Saturday of every month.
There you go. Good.
It's a smaller market, but it always has really quality offerings and a really lovely environment. And if it's not a sunny day, a really good option too, because it's inside.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Yeah, excellent.
It's at St. Peter's Hall. So
nice one.
Yeah.
What else is on your list there, Janet?
So another really cool thing that happened while we're talking halls was the reopening of the Ramahi South Memorial Hall after its renovation.
Ah, did you get a sneak peek all the way through? No surprises, or were you surprised by the finished result?
After seeing what happens to our halls when they're renovated, I'm thinking back to when I walked into the Paraparuma Memorial Hall before it was renovated, and then again afterwards, the transformation that they managed to achieve is just phenomenal.
Okay.
So now the Ramahi South Hall, it's always been a beautiful hall, but a little bit tired.
Okay.
And it's just refreshed. Looks, you know, it's inviting to come into, and it's now just a really quality facility for the community to use. But I thought what Bede Larracy, the chair of the Ramahi Community Board, said was really lovely, you know, about the community now really having an opportunity to talk about what do they want to happen in that space. Should they use it how they've always used it? What other kind of things can happen there? And really opening that community dialogue. And it's something that's happening really strongly in Ramahi through their vision, and also through the other community boards as they talk about their vision for the future, is just everybody becoming involved in what they want to see happen in their local communities. And it kind of kicked off first in Ramahi with Vision Ramahi, and then the other community boards are doing a vision for their own local areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also doing a vision for the whole district, which is quite a big piece of work.
Yeah.
We just finished up our hub at the council building. We took over the foyer and it became an interactive space where people could write down their ideas, they could look at the information, they could even just sit down and do some colouring in if they wanted to.
Okay.
But and there's also postcards that people can fill out, or you can go online at Have Your Say at Kapiti. And I took some of those postcards actually on the weekend to the Kapiti Coast Youth Council camp, And we did a bit of an activity. So there's some general cards, and then there's ones that are about particular subjects like education, health, housing, things like that. So I took a selection of cards along, and I said, pick any cards you like, and no more than three, and fill them out. And they had 5 minutes to fill them out, 5 or 10 minutes to fill them out. And then they passed them to the next person. Then they had 30 seconds to have a look at them and put some ticks or love hearts or whatever they wanted to on the card. And then they got passed to the next person. So the cards went right round the circle until they'd all looked at each other's cards. And I've got a big stack of cards that I now have to go through. I'm about to do that after this, actually.
Okay.
And I just feel like there's going to be a wealth of information in there. I feel like I'm sitting on a pot of gold.
You probably are.
Yeah, so absolutely wonderful. Made me realise that just having a card that you can just write on, there's something really kind of special about that.
Yeah. It makes you think more. You're more considered rather than just blurting something out. I think when you're putting pen to paper or marker to paper, something happens.
Or sticky post-it.
Something happens.
Yeah. Sticky post-its, I don't know if they invite the same kind of consideration, you're right, as a card.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to having a look through them. And then I'll pop back to the Youth Council with what I think I've understood from what they've said and give it back to them. And that could form part of their input into Vision Cup. I mean, I'll give those cards directly to staff as well, but they could then create their own document, their own vision for youth, or it could also form part of their submission into the long-term plan if they wanted to do that. So just a way to just energise that conversation into thinking broadly about what's the big picture for the future for young people in the district.
That'd be very interesting when we come back from the break in the new year to find out what it was on those cards, if you're able to share.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
A couple of them could come along with me.
That'd be great. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. They do wonderful work, the Youth Council.
Yeah.
Yeah, and out there in the community for young people.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, just one of the things I'm thinking about, you know, as we come towards Christmas is people, the young people like the Youth Council. This morning I was at the school patrol end of year parade, and all these young, you know, primary school age tamariki who put up their hand to go and stand out on the road, even in the rain and the wind, you know, and keep their fellow students safe on the road.
That's
just
so nice.
And then from there, you know, you have people from the Lions, Rotary, all those service organisations, Sir Optimists. You've got the people that operate the food bank, the Kapiti Kindness Trust. They actually had a really incredible stall at the food fair where you could write your ideas about kindness on little love hearts and stick them on the front.
That's great.
And they just had this sea of beautiful thoughts about kindness. The work that they do is absolutely wonderful. Just really recognizing kindness in our community, people who do good things.
Yeah.
So, amazing. Yeah, they were recipients of one of our Wellington Regional Airport Community Awards this year for Rising Star, because they're just starting out.
Yeah.
But just such a wonderful idea.
Just brilliant.
And then, you know, at this time of year, you know, we can think about the fun we're going to have in the summertime, and we can think about the wonderful events that we're going to have, and we can think about how great it's going to be able to get together with family. But for some people, it's tough going at the, you know, all, you know, potentially all of the time. But when everybody's kind of having a great time around you, that can be even more of a challenge.
Mm.
And I know that there are organisations and individuals in our community who really step up, you know, particularly at this time of year, and help out. And I'd just like, you know, to shout out to all those volunteers, because volunteering isn't just doing stuff. It's about putting your hand up to do stuff, to volunteer, to offer to do stuff that makes lives of others better. So, yeah, I wish all of those people particularly a very Merry Christmas.
I think we should end it there. That was just gorgeous. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
Have a great Christmas.
You too.
Political Point of View was made with the assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.